This is Rhode Island Public Radio. Central Falls Mayor James Deosa stopped by our studio yesterday to talk about charter schools, his city's rebound from bankruptcy, and encouraging political involvement in young people, among other issues. I'm Chuck Hinman in for vacationing Ian Donis. We're also joined now by Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay.
Good morning, everyone.
Mayor Deosa, we're just into the first beginning of the new fiscal year. Our new state budget changed the funding formula somewhat for school districts and charter schools. What does that mean for Central Falls?
Central Falls, as you know, is very unique in the sense that back in the early 90s, the state took over our school district, so they fully fund our public school district. In conversations with the superintendent, which I keep a very close relationship, they pretty much came out very level funded. I know that this is a community that is starting to see progress, where our graduation rate went from 48% to almost 80% this year. So it's definitely moving on every front for progress.
Do you think you may lose some money on this new charter school legislation?
So what the conversations I had was that pretty much with the changes, we would be level funded.
Just wondering, you know, a generation ago, Central Falls was known for a very sad thing, which was a large center of drug dealing, as you know. How do you think progress has been made in battling that scourge?
I hear the stories, and obviously as mayor now, that's been a priority, specifically during these times where we see this heroin epidemic going on. We have our task force out there working very diligently to try to correct this, but most importantly, we're also looking at educating our kids about the different drugs that are out there, because it's not only about arresting the bad guys, but it's also educating. And I know you heard the news that Dr. Fine has joined our team.
Yes.
as an advisor. And part of that is we're creating a Central Falls plan on how to combat not only drugs, but alcoholism as well. So we're working on both fronts on that end.
I'm also wondering, you're a big Hillary Clinton supporter during the primaries. Now, she didn't win here in Rhode Island. Obviously, you're going to need some of the Bernie Sanders supporters to come together and help her in November. What are you doing to try to urge those Sanders people to get behind Secretary Clinton?
It's pretty clear. We move forward with the candidate that is now being supported by Bernie Sanders, or we look at a Trump presidency, and I think no one wants to go there. So the fact that the Sanders campaign has now fully joined forces with the Hillary campaign, that's an important message. And I think being a millennial as well, we saw that the Bernie Sanders people, majority of them were millennials that were supporting. I think the message is very clear as well that if we want to continue progress, we have to go with a person like Hillary.
As we mentioned before, Central Falls is a majority-minority city. How are we doing in involving those people who may be sort of disenfranchised with the political system to get more involved in politics?
That's very, very important. I happen to be the Latino mayor, and making sure that every policy and every investment, every decision made is broadly for the benefit of all residents important to have. But when I became mayor, one of my first things was to get younger people involved, and we've done so. We have two young elected officials that are under 30 sitting on the city council. We now have a state rep who's under 30 years old representing us at the state house. So I brought down that barrier by getting the young people involved. We've also have, we have an Italian councilman and who's very proud of his heritage. And we also have an Irishman who still serves on the city council. So we keep it very, very broad as well.
You know, Governor Raimondo is touting these 100 new high-tech jobs from GE. But are those really jobs that people in Central Falls are going to take? Number one, and number two, wondering how you feel about some of the governor's job creation policies.
Very important. I think she understands exactly what direction the state needs to move. And as far as if there are going to be any residents looking for those jobs, yes. Look, a lot of these young folks are graduating with outstanding student debts, so they can't move on and buy their homes or move out of Central Falls. So they're staying at home, living with their parents. And these are kids who've gone to some of our best state universities in Rhode Island, who have graduated with a background in IT or engineering, et cetera, who would be available for these jobs.
How about housing? For years, we know that Central Falls had an old housing stock, a lot of code violations, areas boarded up. How much progress have you made in trying to alleviate that situation?
So ever since the 2008 housing crisis, when I first joined politics as a city councilman in 2009, we had
It was foreclosure central.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it was. We had over 200-plus properties boarded up. Fortunate enough, we have under 20 that are boarded up, and they're being worked on to get them back onto the tax rolls and, you know, hopefully with home ownership. What we've done is we've created a nuisance task force who addresses some of these problematic houses. We've also have a receivership program that when a house forecloses on, we work with the banks to get them back to get fixed. And we've also worked very hard with the Pawtucket Central Falls Development Corporation and Central Falls Housing to build brand new houses that are affordable to home ownership. We continue to have one of the lowest home ownership rates in the state. And my priority is to get more homeowners living in Central Falls, because we all know the statistics and the data that show that communities flourish when there's more home ownership rates.
One thing I hear all over the state in working class communities is people upset about the car tax. Seems like the General Assembly really has been a roadblock here to trying to help the communities with this. What's your view?
That's always one of the biggest complaints, especially the resident who says, look, I know what the Blue Book value shows, but look at it right now.
Right.
I could barely get $5 for it. It is a concern. So what we've done on the city level is if, for example, last year we increased the car rate exemption by $250 and try to alleviate some of the burden off the car tax owners.
We look at Pawtucket and see some of the things they've done to encourage the growth of the arts community there using old mill buildings. Are you attempting the same thing in Central Falls?
We are, and we work very close with Pawtucket. And I fundamentally believe that arts is instrumental for a community. So we worked on different art pieces to include them, not only around the city, but in our parks where they're more frequented. So we definitely have a lot of interest in moving in that direction, to the point where 2 years ago we had RISD graduates build us a brand new park by hand, which I encourage you to visit. It's a little common ground on Dexter Street, and they were able to partner up with a university in Columbia, where they came and they laid down the brick with their hands. And we had an engineer to come test it out and said, wow, it's amazing. They did an amazing job.
We're out of time. Scott McKay, thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
And Mayor James Diosa from Central Falls, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.